So you don't want to ride on the Mad Hatter's teacups then, Pip?
No way, it's for babies.
Don't you want a more gentle ride after that last one? How about the merry-go-round?
The boys can go on it if they want.
No, I want to go on Doom Thunder.
This one? You sure, Josh?
It's the best one.
It's a bit extreme, isn't it?
Well, extreme's what we came for.
I want to do it too, Mom.
I don't know, Ben. I think you might be too small.
Well, let's check. So, you enjoying it, Ben?
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
Sorry we couldn't have brought Izzy as well.
Oh, she knew we couldn't have all fitted in the car, and she had a really nice time yesterday.
Really lucky with the weather.
It was a cool start.
Yeah. Bet not many of this lot were in a milking parlour at 6 a.m.
Including you.
Yeah, I did cook breakfast, though. Right, come on then, Ben. Stand up against this.
All right. I am tall enough.
No, not on tiptoes.
You're not even tall enough on tiptoes.
Oh?
Well, we said there'd be some you wouldn't be big enough for. It was the same for Josh when he was little.
It's not fair.
Oh.
So, what shall we do?
I don't mind not doing this one.
You sure?
Believe me, David, I really don't mind. To be honest, I could do with a coffee.
You're early start catching up with you.
How about a donut, Ben?
All right.
We'll go over to, what is it? Uncle Frank's Donut Shack. We should be able to see you from there.
Okay. Right, Pip and Josh with me, then.
You sure about this, Josh? David?
Well, if he wants to do it.
How long do you reckon you'll be?
It says 20 minutes from here.
Do you really want to wait for that long?
All the best ones have big queues.
Well, maybe we'll have 2 donuts then.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hiya. You all right?
Me? Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, I'm fine. Not so sure about Susan, though.
Really?
Oh, she's got her wires badly crossed. I've just been hearing all about Christopher's new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Well, she's been saying it's Venetia Stretfield.
Yeah, that's right, Jennifer.
What?
Chris is going out with Venetia Stretfield.
But her uncle's the Lord Lieutenant.
So?
What on earth must her family think about it?
Why? What's wrong with Chris?
Oh, no. I didn't mean there was anything...
He's a good-looking boy.
Oh, very.
Bright future ahead of him.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, it just seemed, well, an odd match somehow.
Because his dad's a pig man?
No, it's just... Well, St. Margaret's girls tend to go for...
Hooray Henry's?
Well, boys of the same sort of background.
Well, I say good luck to him.
Oh, yes, so do I, absolutely. Brenda, will you be seeing Roy later?
I'm on my way to Bridge Farm, but I expect he'll be at home after.
Oh, that's good. You know I normally have Phoebe on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, this week I'm going to be at my mother's.
Right.
And Lillian's taking her to look at some day centres, you see.
Oh, is this for Jack?
Yes, to give Mum a bit of respite, really. So I'm going to be looking after Jack that day.
And you don't want Phoebe as well?
No, I don't think that would be a good idea. Perhaps we could arrange a different day.
Yeah, I'll get him to call you, shall I?
Oh, if you would, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I must get on. A lot of baking to do.
There is a weight limit, you know, Jenny.
What?
On aeroplanes, there's a weight limit.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to be paying excess baggage because I'm carrying a dozen assorted fruitcakes and 100 weight of scones.
Oh, don't be so silly, Brian. It's just a few treats. You don't understand what it's like for Debbie.
No, poor thing. Out there in Europe, stranded in a sea of strudel, torta, panettone, eclairs.
Oh, stop it!
Hundreds of miles from the nearest rock gun.
It's Dundee cake, actually. Oh. Debbie specifically said how much she loved it when she came for the wedding.
Well, that doesn't mean she needs Red Cross parcel.
No, it's a mother thing. You wouldn't understand.
No. But if it makes you happy, darling.
Well, it does.
Don't be surprised if it gets shared around the workers. Oh, English cake. Oh, that's very good.
Well, if that's what she wants to do with it.
And you better hide it from Adam. You know what he's like for cake. By Tuesday, I could just be taking an empty tin.
Do you think we'll see him today?
No, I doubt it. He's still sulking.
Doesn't sulk.
No, of course not. No. And Lillian doesn't drink. You don't like shopping.
Oh, Brian.
All because I didn't immediately agree to selling our huge combine and replacing it with an even bigger one.
Well, it's just the way you handle it.
Anyway, with the field work here and on the estate, he's got plenty to keep himself busy.
Nearly there now. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Josh?
We haven't had fun yet.
Yes, we have. We've had a nice chat. Haven't we, Tess?
Yes. The fun bit's on the ride.
I know. And it will be fun, won't it?
We'll be fine, Dad.
I know. Right, here we are. In we get. Okay, Josh, you come between me and Pip. And remember, if you don't like it, it doesn't last for long, and I'm right here, and Pip.
There's no need to be scared, Dad.
Please, I'm not scared. I'm just saying. Oh, here we go. Right, these should hold you in nice and tight. Right. Wave to Mum and Ben.
We can't see them.
Well, never mind. Wave anyway. They're in Uncle Kenton's donut house.
No, Uncle Frank's donut shack.
Yeah, whatever. And remember...
Have you spoken to Alice again?
What?
Alice, about her gap year.
Hold on. What did he say?
Is Alice being any more reasonable about her gap year?
She hasn't spoken about it recently.
Yeah.
She's really too busy with her A2 work.
Yeah, well, good thing as well.
There's no way I'm letting her swan around South Africa on her own, though.
Yeah, quite right.
Even Kate agrees with me.
Does she?
Mm. There's no need to sound so surprised, though. Kate should know the dangers better than any of us.
Well, Kate's on board.
And I'm sure Alice will realise we're not just being overprotective.
Good.
She offered to help me look after Jack on Thursday.
I thought she said she was busy with college work.
She's only got lectures in the morning that day.
Ah.
It's been like that since September, you know.
If you say so.
But I said it'd be fine. I think she's still feeling guilty about last week, you know, Jack wandering off.
Well, it was hardly her fault. You can't watch him every single minute.
Oh, Mum does, though, or tries to.
Oh, well, no wonder she needs a break. Sure you'll be all right?
Yes. And Alice needs to get on with her prep.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You're not back till Friday, are you?
No, that's right, yep. Yeah, Friday evening. I'll be coming back via Brussels for this factory tour.
All right.
So that's where the factory is. Well, it's near Bruges, really.
Mm-hmm.
They had their centenary last year, so it'll be worth a visit.
Yeah, you said.
Right. Okay, I'll let you get on with your cake making.
Dad was scared.
Was he?
No, I wasn't.
He kept holding my hand.
Yeah, well, that was for your benefit, not mine.
I didn't need it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it, Pip?
Oh, it was brilliant. The corkscrew was amazing.
Yeah, she's right. It was fantastic.
Worth the wait.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the best birthday treat ever.
Oh, Helen, it was so nice just to be pampered.
Oh, I bet.
And the massage was out of this world. I dropped off to sleep afterwards. They had to wake me up because I had another client.
Oh, lovely.
So I want to do something just as nice for Tom.
But not a spa day.
No. And nowhere near as expensive either.
Yeah, well, you are a poor student, Brenda.
Yeah. So I want to give him the experience of a lifetime for about a fiver.
Right. It'd be nice if we could go off somewhere, wouldn't it?
What, like a weekend break sort of thing?
Yeah, have some time together without family around.
Oh, that would be lovely. But by the time you've paid for a hotel or even a B&B and had a couple of meals...
Tom would pay his share.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want it to be my treat. He pays for enough as it is.
How about... What if we did it the other way round?
How do you mean?
Well, if we got out of your way, you could have a nice time here, just the two of you.
I could cook him a meal, maybe.
No, I'll cook it.
Oh, there's no need.
No, really, I owe him. I owe you both. And then I'll go out and I'll make sure Mum and Dad go somewhere too, so you'll have the place all to yourselves.
Oh, that's a really nice offer, but... Well, it's more like your present to him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I suppose.
It wouldn't cost me anything, and I could afford a little bit more than that.
So, maybe if you did something first and then came back for your romantic evening after?
Yeah, like...
It's a shame neither of you rides.
Something like that would be good, though. Something active. He has mentioned paintballing, but I really don't fancy that.
Have you ever been ice skating?
Oh, a long time ago. We had a couple of school trips.
So you can do it?
Yeah, sort of.
It's really good fun. I went with Greg's girls, and it's not too expensive.
Can Tom skate?
He's certainly gone in the past.
So we could go to Felpersham.
An hour on the ice.
Hot chocolate and muffins.
If you like.
And then come back here.
And I'll have a meal in the oven and a cattle prod to get Mum and Dad out the door. And we won't come back till late.
Oh, sounds perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You know, you seem so much happier, even than a week ago.
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling much more positive. I had my first proper session with a counsellor a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I should have asked how that went.
No, don't worry. It was really good. It was all at a very early stage, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I genuinely feel that she can help me, and it's just so nice to be taking steps, you know, doing something about it.
I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks.
I hope it keeps on like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Oh, and I had another boost on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Ian's thinking of taking Borsetshire Blue at Grey Gables.
What, for their cheese board?
I suppose so.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, I'm going to see him on Wednesday.
Right, that's the boys in bed. Oh, sorry. You asleep?
No, just... Well, not quite, anyway.
The boys are in bed, and Pip's packing a school bag.
Good old. Thanks for sorting them out.
Well, you did the milking. Fair dues.
Oh. Oh.
Pip's put that picture in to show Izzy.
The one from the runaway train?
Yeah. Josh looks so funny.
You looked a bit hilarious yourself. Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, you know I did. Big kid, me.
Pip loved it, didn't she?
Mm. A success, I think.
Definitely. So, what are you going to do now? Spend some time on the Mussey?
No. No, why don't we just watch a bit of telly and have an early night?
Oh.
You could do with a sleep, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
It really hasn't changed much since I arrived.
But you revamped it then.
That was 6 years ago.
Was it?
I've learned a lot since then about how people use the shop. I really don't think we're getting the most out of the space.
Well, we're doing okay, aren't we?
Yeah, but I think we can do better.
What time is it?
Oh, about 6 o'clock. You haven't got to rush off, have you?
Andrew should have been back ages ago.
Really?
You know he was selling his car?
Yeah.
Well, someone came today.
That was quick.
And they brought a banker's draft and took it away.
Oh, they were keen.
Oh, it was a very nice car. Nigel had a meeting at the printers in Borchester.
So
he cycled in, but the meeting was at 3:30.
Oh.
You can see what the weather's like, Cathy.
Yeah, don't think I'd like to cycle in it.
I mean, coming back in the dark in this, he'll have to cross the bypass.
Well, I'm sure he'll be all right.
But you know how fast people drive around the lanes?
Yeah, but he's got that orange cape thing, hasn't he? Can't really miss him.
Oh, I don't know. There's such idiots around nowadays.
Would you like to talk about the shop some other time?
Oh, no, we're here now. Go on with what you're saying.
Right, well, perhaps I could walk you through a typical customer journey. If we start here at the door...
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to come over here and see what the customer says?
Oh, yeah. Yes, all right.
I think one of the problems is that they can go left or right when they come in. And a lot of people turn right.
Oh, not all of them, surely.
No, but if they do and they find something they want, then the till's in front of them, so they pay for it. And then they've got no incentive to look at the rest of the shop.
Oh, people browse around, though, don't they?
Yeah, but not as much as you think. And the other thing about turning this way is that it takes you past the low-ticket items.
Well, they're very popular, and the margin's good.
We'd have to sell an awful lot of pencil sharpeners to make the same profit as, well, one of those lower Loxley models, say.
It's a different market, though, isn't it?
But at least we should maximise the chance for every customer to see the more expensive items.
So what would you want to do?
Well, I'd like to get the collectibles and the clothing out of the alcove and more into the centre of the shop. And I'd want to put a barrier to the right of the door and rearrange all the units so there's only one way through the shop.
Oh.
And then, taking into account that we'll be stocking the wine in due course, I want to get new shelving for the food.
Cathy, I'm sorry, would you mind if I rang Nigel again?
No, of course not.
Not very well, him saving the planet, but shattering my nerves already.
I'm sure he's fine.
I just wish he'd ring to let me know. Oh, gone straight to voicemail. Nigel, it's me again, 6 o'clock.
Will you please ring me to say you're all right?
Didn't Nisha's parents want to come in?
No, they needed to go home.
Oh, I thought we might have a cup of tea or something.
They got all their things to unpack.
That's twice now. Oh, no, don't take your bag upstairs, Christopher. I'll put it all straight in the wash.
No need. Celia did most of it.
Celia?
The chalet girl. You know, the maid. I told you.
Oh, yes, of course.
She was cool. And she cooked these awesome meals.
So, did you have a nice time?
It was a blast, Mum. Totally.
Oh, that's good, is it?
I should say.
Oh.
What?
Look at you. You look like a panda. All tanned except round your eyes.
Plasty says that's a badge of pride.
Oh, yeah. I suppose it is.
When will supper be?
Supper?
I'm really hungry.
Oh, well, I'm making your tea now. It'll be about 15 minutes.
Cool.
Chili con carne. And I just thought I'd do a bit of salad with it.
Oh, no, Mum.
What?
Nobody cuts lettuce. It goes brown.
Hey?
You should tear it. Trust me.
So, once we'd moved the clothing out here, we'd be able to display it better. I mean, at the moment, if you want to see what one of these jumpers looks like, you've got to take it out of the packet.
Oh, you can see the logo, that's the main thing.
It's not the same as seeing the whole garment, though, is it?
This isn't just shifting things around, is it, Kathy?
Well, no.
I mean, you're talking about a complete refurbishment.
Not complete.
But all this new shelving and so on.
It would make much better use of the space.
What sort of expenditure would we be looking at?
Well, I haven't costed it fully. I wanted to sound you out first.
Mm.
But I'm sure it'll pay for itself over time, though, with the increased sales.
Yeah, that's not guaranteed, though, is it?
Well, no, but...
I'm a bit worried about this one-way system. I mean, where do you get congested?
We get that anyway at busy times.
Yeah, that's my point. It'll make things worse.
Well, not if we keep the aisles big enough.
Look, there'd be a lot of disruption. I mean, you'd have to more or less clear the place for the work to be done.
Yes, but once it is...
It'd mean bringing staff in on closed days to do it.
Well, that's why now would be a good time.
To be honest, it's not really a priority for us at the moment.
Oh.
Evening.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, that's why I can't keep away from Lower Loxley. The lovely warm welcome I always get from my little sis.
Hello, Kenton.
I was hoping you were Nigel.
Yeah, well, he's in the house.
What?
Yeah, I found him stranded the other side of Lakey Green trying to fix a puncture.
But why didn't he phone me?
Well, no signal, no frozen fingers. Don't ask me. Anyway, I gave him a lift back. He's just changing out of his wet things.
He's the wet thing worrying me like this.
Shall we carry on this discussion tomorrow? Or if you like, I could get some costings in first.
No, Kathy, really, it's just not top of the agenda for us right now. There are other things that we need to be dealing with. Sorry.
Good meeting, then.
They call it a chalet, but it was bigger than this place.
Mm, really?
They had four bathrooms.
What?
Well, one was just a shower room.
Oh, slumming it, then.
And it was sort of upside down, with the bedrooms on the bottom, and had this deck so you could look out over the mountains in the morning.
Mm, sounds wonderful, doesn't it, Emma?
Yeah, great.
It was very civilised.
Mm. Are you going to have some salad?
I prefer it after. It cleanses the palate.
Oh, I didn't know you had a palate.
Nor did Chris till he went to Switzerland.
Mm.
So, Christopher, did you do much skiing? Boarding, I mean?
Yeah, every day. We even went out one night.
In the dark?
They have one run all lit up. And one day we went over towards Closters.
Closters? Oh, yes. Did you see Wheels or Harry?
We weren't some mob of rubber-necking plebs. Although Crispin says Charles is a top chap.
Crispin?
Nisha's dad.
He's met Prince Charles?
Several times.
Gosh.
Have a glass of wine.
You're not on holiday now.
Nisha's family have wine all the time.
On a Monday?
Every meal. It's just civilised, isn't it?
Sound like a right load of boozers.
Real. And what about the après-ski?
Oh, it was a riot. One night, Nisha's cousin Andrew showed us this game they play in the mess.
The mess?
He's in the army.
Oh.
You have to get all round the room without touching the floor. And when everyone's done it once, you take a chair away and try again. Bassie nearly brained himself jumping from the sofa onto the bookshelf. It was a real laugh.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Well, as long as you had a nice time. Oh, look, there's a fun do at the ball tomorrow. All the pancake day stuff to raise money for the cricket team. You going to come?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I fancy it.
Oh, it should be a good night.
Mm. I'll have to see what Nisha's doing. Oh, Emma.
What?
Do you have to hold your knife like that?
Like what?
Like a pen. It's so uncivilised.
I could kill Nigel.
Well, I think Elizabeth's probably beat me to it.
She knows I've been thinking about this revamp for ages.
Oh, I wouldn't like to be in his shoes right now. Actually, I really wouldn't like to be. They were soaking.
This isn't just a whim. Yeah? I've been observing the customers, walking the shop, drawing up plans.
He's going to have to warm up all over again after the Ice Queen's had a go at him.
Are you listening to me, Kenton?
Yeah, of course, of course. Walking the plans and drawing on the customers.
Useless. Bad as talking to Elizabeth. She was only half listening because she was so worried about Nigel.
Well, I'm worried about him.
No, you're not. You think it's a hoot.
Well, I reckon Elizabeth's carbon emissions will more than make up for what he's saved today.
And I asked her if she wanted to talk about it some other time, but no, she said.
Well, maybe you should have insisted.
I mean, I know there'll be disruption, but yeah, we could get it all done before Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually one of the best times of the year for this sort of thing.
Yeah, so you keep saying, yeah.
I'm certain it will pay back pretty quickly.
Look, why don't you talk to Nigel about it?
What? Go behind Elizabeth's back? Would you?
No, I think I'd rather try firewalking.
Now if I try to talk to her again, she'll say she's already made her decision.
See, it's not just the secret of good comedy, is it?
What?
It's the secret of dealing with bosses, too.
What are you talking about? What? What?
Timing.
And he just went belting right into this German chap, knocked him clean over. And when he got up, he said, I'm terribly sorry, I thought you were French.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Oh, Neil, you've dropped some chilli down your jumper.
Have I? Where?
Oh, no, don't touch it. I'll get you a serviette.
Napkin.
This Davos. Is it the same place as at that big meeting?
There you are.
No, thanks, look.
That's right. It's all about improving the state of the world.
Who says?
Crispin. He says things would be a lot better if governments listened to business more. It was interesting. Why don't we talk about politics and stuff?
Because it's boring, that's why.
It's better than hearing about the pigs all the time, or who said what to Mum in the shop.
Our pigs are what put food on this table, and don't you forget it.
All right, I was just expressing my opinion.
While you're away, Christopher, we've been talking about our anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we'd have a nice family meal to celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Next Monday. You'll be around, won't you?
Probably.
If you wanted to bring Nisha, she'd be very welcome.
Yeah, all right. Oh, Dad, I wanted to ask you about the Pony Club ball.
Huh?
Wouldn't it be better value for me to buy a DJ rather than hire one? Basti reckons once you've bought it, you've got it every time you need it. Save messing about. Hi, Nisha. Nah, nothing, just eating. Me too. Look, hold on a minute. I'll take this in the sitting room. Won't be a mo. Hi. Yeah, it was great. Really civilised.
Susan.
Mum, what'd you do that for?
What?
I was little Miss Stuck-Up round.
I thought it would be nice.
What, so she can tell us how to eat our food as well?
She's not like that.
What's happened to him?
Mum, he's just... well, moving in better circles, that's all.
Better circles?
He's been a complete idiot.
This is all your fault, you know. If you hadn't been so pushy, he'd never have gone on holiday with those knobs.
Now look what's happened.
Since when have we had a sitting room?
Oh, Father dear, could I trouble you for a napkin?
Oh, absolutely. As I was just saying to the Prince of Wales in the officer's mess...
Oh, did you have a blast?
Oh, we did. It was terribly civilised.
Stop it, you two.
But, Mama, we must talk about politics and drink wine.
And eat our salad for pudding.
To cleanse our palate.
Oh, it's getting a bit busier in here.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Hang on, let me just get a ring on this one. Is there a problem?
Oh, no, no. I'm just on my way to the parlour.
Oh, good.
I saw Bertie. He said he'd be in a couple of minutes.
Fine.
With your lambing building up now, you know I'm happy to do the odd shift, don't you?
Oh, yeah, thanks, but We've got to give Bert first refusal.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Now, with him being casual now, this is the sort of job we can easily give to him.
Oh, no problem. I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie.
Oh, afternoon.
You ready then, David?
Yeah, it's waiting for Bert.
He said he'd be writing.
We will remember you, Eddie, don't you worry.
Thanks.
But I expect to be doing the bulk of it myself.
Oh, sure.
In fact, I've told Bert that if he wants to see any progress on the Massey, it's down to him now.
Have you?
Well, I've got to get my priorities right, haven't I?
Okay, I'd better get those cows into the parlour.
All right. As soon as Bert gets here, I'll come in.
Fine.
We're taking the kids to this pancake day event.
Oh, at the Bull?
Yeah. Help raise a bit of money for the cricket team.
Oh, I might see you there later then.
Yeah, maybe. We're not planning to stay late.
Oh, I think I'll come along any road, as it's in a good cause.
Yes, I was worried about the weather.
No, it's much better today. As long as people have got coats on, they'll be fine.
So is this the course, Sid?
Yes, it sure is.
Is that the length of cricket pitch?
22 yards exactly up.
So?
I start at this end, pancakes balanced on their bats, run to the other wicket.
Not just to a cricket?
No. They have to go right round the touchline. Then the adults toss their pancake once at the other end.
Oh, that's going to be tricky. I find it hard enough with a frying pan.
And then they run back to the starting point.
Well, it's the kids' races first, I take it, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, four different age groups.
Mm. Oh, Daniel's already got his name down for the 11 to 13s.
And then the ladies' races.
Oh, Shula.
Oh, yes, I've got to set an example, being on the fundraising committee.
And we finish with the men.
The needle match.
Yeah. Lots of the cricket team are going in for that.
And honours at stake, I expect.
Yeah. Alistair's been encouraging everyone to enter, especially the younger ones.
Not Chris Carter, though.
No?
Will Grundy says he's off somewhere with his posh girlfriend.
Ah, hormones take precedence, of course.
Have you got enough pancakes?
Yeah, well, I hope so. Frieda's been cooking them all afternoon.
Evening.
Oh, hello. Hi,
David. This looks good.
Yeah, well, it's not Lord's, but it'll do.
Where do we put our names down for the races?
Oh, in the bar. Alistair's got the lists.
Are you all entering?
Yes. Not Pip. She's just going to watch.
Is she, Josh? Oh, well, fair enough. We need spectators, too.
Come on, Josh, you can do it!
Sorry, Lillian.
Don't worry about it, darling. They're both my relatives.
Hey!
Did you see me?
We certainly did.
Well done. I was cheering for you all the way, Josh.
Oh, you better give the bat back to Sid.
Okay.
Well, chalk one up for the Brookfield team.
I did my best.
Yeah, we know you did, Ben. Your race was a very tough one.
Yeah.
Are you going to make it too for the Brookfield team then, Ruth?
In the ladies' race, I'll have a go.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Shula might have something to say about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
We riders are made of stern stuff, you know.
I did think about going in for it myself, but I'm no lady.
Oh, no, you shouldn't let that stop you. Oh, so you agree then, do you, Shula? No, I didn't mean that. I meant just because Sid's given it that name.
Yeah, go on, Fallon, it'll be fun.
Well, when do I get my medal, Dad?
Later on.
All right, then, I'll go and put my trainers on.
Okay. Was that wise?
What do you mean?
Well, you should be nobbling the young fit ones, not encouraging them to enter, shouldn't you, David?
Well...
It's another entrance fee, though. More money for the cricket team? No. It's not the taking part. It's the winning that counts.
Oh, millions.
Trust the pancakes now. Oh! Fallon's dropped them. Well, there's a chance for Mum to overtake one.
And Shula!
Look, go inside her! Inside! No!
Who's that? Who's nipped through there?
Sabrina Thwaite.
Now there's a girl with a killer instinct.
Oh, beautiful.
Fallon's up.
Come on, Ruth!
Come on, Shula!
No, it's all over. Look at her go.
Look out for Hayley.
Very good.
Well, that's not bad.
Can I
ride her back.
Yeah, she did very well, I thought.
You're going to win your race, aren't you, Dad?
Well, I'll give it my best shot, but there are lots of younger blokes who'll be entering.
Oh, this is hard work.
Hey, well done, love.
We're in the medals anyway.
No, they're only giving medals for first.
Oh.
So it's all down to you now, David.
Well, I wish they were doing a veterans race for us over 40s.
Aha! You need a secret weapon,
yeah?
What do you think about that?
What on earth is that monstrosity?
What does it look like?
It's been inch thick.
Tonight's all about cricket, isn't it?
Yes.
You must have bowled a few Yorkers in your time, didn't you?
So
this is a Yorker pudding.
And finally, we come to the results of the adult races. The winner of the ladies' competition was the lovely Sabrina Thwaites. And in a very hard-fought contest, the men's race was won by a newcomer to the Ambridge cricket team, only joined us last year, Stuart Graham. Thank you. Now, just to remind you that the Ambridge team is entering the National Village Cup competition this year.
Yes.
And all the proceeds from today's races will be used to buy essential equipment for the team. Yay! Now, we'll nearly finish now, but do let me remind you that our special pancake menu is available until 9 o'clock.
Oh.
And I'd just like to call on Shula Hebden-Lloyd from the supporters committee to say a few words. Shula.
Yeah, well, it will be a very few words. I just wanted to thank everyone who's been involved in setting this up and all who took part. It's especially nice to see people from outside the village coming to support us.
Yeah, Stuart's mum.
And the committee has agreed that our next fundraising event will be a tabletop sale to be held towards the end of March. So look out for the posters and start ransacking your attics. Thank you.
Well, that was a nice outing, wasn't it, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want another drink, darling?
No, thanks, Lily. And as soon as Pip gets back from the loo, we'll be going. Oh, thank you, Sid. Very well organised.
Are you off?
Yeah, the kids have got school and I've got Lammy.
Oh, before you go, can you sign the bat?
What's this?
The bat. We're going to present to Jack Woolley.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there you are. Or would you use that pen?
Oh, okay. Oh, is this Jack's back?
Look at my medal, Alan.
All right, Josh. What,
very impressive. Well done.
At least one of us got a medal.
Well, we did our best, didn't we, Ben?
Yeah.
Shame the umpire rule against your Yorker pudding.
Yeah, you're a half man, Sid.
Oh, sorry. Can't allow the use of any non-regulation equipment.
Well, I think Sabrina should be disqualified, then. I'm pretty sure some of her equipment's non-regulation, if you know what I mean.
There you go, Sid.
Right. Are you getting along to nets today, Tristan?
Well, I'm doing my best, but I've just been so busy. And now with Lammy just about to take off.
I've been thinking about that. I should be able to do the odd shift, you know.
What, with the milking as well?
I could work it in somehow.
Well,
in fact, I thought it might be nice if we did a shift together. When the kids are having tea at your mum's, maybe.
Yeah, well, okay, if we can sort it out.
Evening, what have I missed?
I won! Look at my medal!
Oh, yeah! What does it say?
First.
Oh, well, fair enough.
There's Pip, look.
Alan, I'll have to bring you up to speed on the rest of the results, Eddie. We're off home now. Was milking, OK?
Yeah, no problem.
Good, come on then, boys. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. See you then.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right, Sid, point the shires then.
Yes, Fallon will serve you. I just need a quick word with Shula.
Oh, is that Jack Woolley's bat?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I ought to sign it.
It is
the past and present players, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so, yes. There you are, then. Fallon, could you serve Eddie, please?
Least I can do for our landlord.
Oh, Sid?
No, landlord at the cottage.
Oh.
Poor old Jack, eh? How the mighty fallen.
Point, is it, Eddie?
Oh, yes, please, love. And you can give this bat back to Sid, too.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for giving Mum the details of those day centres.
Oh, that's all right.
We're going to see them on Thursday.
I hope they'll be of some use.
Well, Mum desperately needs a break. I don't think we quite realised how relentless it is for her.
And it might do Jack a bit of good, too.
Well, we can only hope.
How much have you made tonight then, Sheila?
Oh, Sid was just asking me the same thing. With the raffle, it's about £80.
Oh, that's a good start. Mind you, it's the time of year for fundraising, isn't it?
What is that then?
Ash Wednesday tomorrow, Eddie. Lent appeal starts.
There you go, Eddie.
Up top.
And what's that in aid of?
It's the Church Urban Fund. New bishop's very keen on promoting it.
You're supporting townies. Haven't they heard the countryside's got its own problem?
Well, they have. That's why it's been expanded. It works with poverty-stricken people in cities and rural areas now.
What's this?
Then, oh, there's a change, Eddie.
Top.
Oh, have you said what you're planning to do, fella?
No, it's not about that.
What you're planning to do?
Oh, it's just for Lent, I'm planning to flip chocolate.
Oh, good for you, yeah.
Well, I take it. You've got about as much chance of doing that as Lillian has of giving up alcohol.
Do you mind? I can give up alcohol any time I want. I just don't want to, that's all.
Oh, come off it, Lillian. You wouldn't last a day without gin.
I'd have a better chance of staying off it than you would.
Hey, that's fighting talk.
I bet you wouldn't.
Oh, so you're making a bet, are you?
No. I was just saying.
Ah, not so comfortable. Well, never mind.
Oh, right then. I bet you a tenner.
A tenner? You'd give up a tenner at any time for a drink. Make it 50.
Oh, well. Hey, hold on. Look, never mind betting. Why not do it to raise money for the Lent appeal?
What, a sponsored abstinence?
Well, all right then. And whoever caves in first can donate £50 to the fund as well. Okay, Eddie?
Go on, Eddie.
No, let's not pressure the man.
Well, if he's so sure.
Oh, right. You lot ganging up on me.
You started it, big mouth.
Right. Now, advise me, Alan. Lent starts tomorrow, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Which means tonight's our last chance for a while, so top up everyone and make mine a large one, Sid.
Yeah, right you are.
Drink and be merry, darlings, for tomorrow we're dry.
Eddie, wake up.
I left you as long as I could, but I've got to be at work soon. So if you want any breakfast, you better get up.
Time is it?
8:00.
Oh.
And you got to be over Ollerton this morning?
Yeah, okay.
Well, that ain't the attitude, Eddie. Now, do you want sausage and fried bread or just bacon and eggs?
Oh.
Come on, love, raise yourself.
You have to be so cheerful.
I'm pleased for you.
That's a first.
You may have had a skinful last night, but giving up drinking for Lent, I'm really proud of you.
Oh.
What a nice thing to do for the church.
So it weren't a terrible dream then?
No. And it'll be good for you too, doing without booze for 40 days.
40 days?
That's what Lent is, isn't it? Ash Wednesday to Easter. 40 days and 40 nights.
I thought it was a couple of weeks.
Did you? Should have read your Bible when you was younger then, shouldn't you?
I can't get over how different it looks, Debbie.
Yeah, pretty impressive, isn't it?
When I think what the other parlour was like. Stalls too small for the cows, poor access.
Medieval working conditions.
The 1950s, anyway.
I still think it's a shame we couldn't justify a rotary parlour.
I know.
But with the milk price still so marginal.
No, this was the right choice. What size did you decide in the end? One, two...
Yeah, it's a 1224.
Oh, yes. And I think you got the right level of automation, given the labour costs over here.
Well, no need for one-man operation.
No. How many teams do you have?
3. Working 8-hour shifts.
What was the installation like?
Oh, pretty hard work, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it must have been a big project to manage. Especially keeping this lot milking while the new parlour was going up.
Well, at least it was a new parlour. I don't know how we'd have managed with a herd this size if we'd had to use a bale or something.
Well, you certainly couldn't have done it at this time of year, that's for sure.
Yeah, what's the weather like back at home?
Oh, you know. I complained about it until I come over here.
Then you know what a winter's really like.
That's right. And I can't blame Alice for wanting a bit of sun in her gap year.
Well, it's good timing for Kate, too.
But with the new baby, you mean?
Well, it's bound to be useful, an extra pair of hands.
I can't help thinking their little house is going to be rather crowded. I wonder if Lucas knows what he's letting himself in for.
Oh, he comes from a big family himself.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Rather like I was.
You're not from a big family.
No. Surrounded by women, I mean. Poor chap.
Go on, you loved it, ruling the roost. Anyway, you've seen enough here.
Yeah, what's next?
Do you want to see our new maze drill?
Whoa, the monster. Yes, rather.
Come on, then.
You know, Debbie, the consortium's very pleased with you.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I know there were one or two doubts about balancing this and the work you do for Matt.
Oh, I hope I've proved I can do both.
You have. Yeah. You're a safe pair of hands.
Would I be able to hand-pick from each batch when it's ripe?
Yes, that's no problem.
I think you've got a really good balance between the tang and the creaminess.
Thank you.
And I assume in summer it gets even creamier.
Oh, yeah, with the cows out on grass.
Yeah, you want to make sure it doesn't get too bland. You don't want it to lose its character.
No, I try to be aware of the acidity.
That's good.
So, are we going to see Borchester Blue on the menu, Ian?
Yeah, I think we are.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I could see it going really well with a walnut accompaniment.
Uh-huh.
And like a walnut oaty, perhaps, or a walnut and apricot bread.
Sounds great.
Let me jot that down before I forget it. And perhaps, I don't know, just an edge cumin, maybe. Well, your family's doing pretty well at Grey Gables, aren't they? With a veg and Tom sausages too.
I know, he's always proud that you use them. He's probably telling people on his driving course right now.
Oh, right, is that today?
And half a day tomorrow. He was very nervous when he left this morning.
It'll be fine. A mate of mine did one of these speeding courses rather than get the points, you know?
Yeah, same as Tom.
Well, he said it was really good. Lots of advice, like, you know, stay in third and a 30 limit.
Well, that's a good tip.
And, well, how are you anyway?
Me? I'm pretty good.
Oh, where are you then?
Oh, Clary.
Who was you expecting?
No one.
It is my dinner hour.
Of course.
You looking for summer?
Me?
No.
Oh, what you doing in the fridge then? Becoming an Eskimo?
Oh, I just wondered if we had any cheese for a sandwich, like.
Oh, so you're eating now, are you?
Thought I would, yeah.
You've been over Ollerton, yeah?
No, I'll go this afternoon.
It's in the door.
What cheese?
The cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Just above where them lagers was.
Right. What happened to them lagers, love?
I put them somewhere safe.
You... Somewhere safe? Where would that be, then?
Oh, I think it better if you don't know, Etty. We don't want temptation put in your way, do we?
Well...
Wouldn't be fair on you, not when you've made such a good gesture.
No.
Joe said you deserve all the help we can give you.
I bet he did.
So that's what we're going to do.
Oh, thanks, love. Very thoughtful of you.
You're very welcome.
Mwah. I'm so lucky to have such a supportive family.
We'll get the subsoiler out to do a bit of patch cultivating, but basically it's going to be all mint hill this year.
Well, I wish we had this soil back at Ambridge.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
So it'll be sunflowers first?
Yep, early April, and then the maize a few weeks later.
That drill should make short work of it.
Well, it's a pretty big acreage, but it'll be as efficient as we can make it.
Yeah. Have these austerity measures worked through now?
Yeah, all the overheads are up.
Energy?
Well, once they cut the subsidy, that shot up.
Isn't it typical? Just as the grain price hardens.
My biggest concern was the currency.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's no good making lots of forints if they're not worth so many dollars.
But it's going in the right direction.
Well, the sooner Hungary gets in the Eurozone, the better. For us, anyway.
Well, it's the same principle as anywhere. Stay nimble, keep your costs low, and your output up.
And when you say anywhere, you mean home farm, too.
Well, yeah, you know my thoughts on that.
Still think we should sell off our machinery and employ contractors?
I think it's the best option for us, Dad, given the circumstances.
Adam doesn't think so.
Yeah, he's made that quite clear.
In fact, he's banging on at me to buy a new combine.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you're partly to blame, you know. Now we've got the estate work.
Yeah, but that made sense given the tackle we have at the moment. I'm suggesting going in a different direction.
We'd all be much less hands-on.
But we'd still be farmers. It's like here. I don't often get in a tractor.
You like the management, don't you?
No, it's not down to what I like, but I can't believe that you want to spend many more years in the lambing shed.
Oh, please, don't remind me.
Well, do you?
I don't know, Debbie. It's just all so complicated.
And here we are, pulling you in different directions.
Yes, you beggars.
Well, can I pull you in the direction of a cup of coffee?
Oh, I should say.
Come on, let's get out of this cold. We were going back over how I reacted when Ross dumped me.
Oh, that can't have been easy.
And the decision I made, which was to prove that I could be a bigger party animal than anyone.
Yeah, like at our stag do.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, no, we were all steaming that night.
Yeah, but it wasn't just one night for me. Got into this sort of cycle, trying to prove something to someone who wasn't even there and couldn't see it. And even if he had seen it, he wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, well, from what I hear of him, he doesn't care about much other than himself.
He wasn't a very nice person, and that's what I should have focused on. Anyone who could behave like that. Well, I was lucky to be shot of him.
Well, so he did you a favour?
In a way, yeah. But it's not about what happens to you, because stuff happens all the time. It's how you choose to react.
I can see that. Perhaps I had to remember it in the kitchen occasionally.
Because usually you only end up making yourself unhappy, so why not choose a reaction that makes you happy instead?
I mean, that sounds simple.
Well, it is, really, but, well, what I naturally do is the other way around. When my brother died, I just couldn't cope with it at home. I ran away to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Self-protection. That's what it seemed like, but it didn't protect me from anything in the long run. Especially when Greg did what he did.
Anyone would have found that devastating. I mean, I honestly don't know how I'd have reacted if it had happened to me.
It would have been right to grieve, but not in the way that I did. And yet, when another man left me...
That's not the same, though.
No, absolutely. So it was completely pointless reacting the way that I did. He wasn't John, he wasn't Greg. He was just a complete git.
Well, I'm glad you can see it like that.
Denise has asked me to keep a diary. Well, I do anyway, but it's more specific now. When something happens, I put down how it makes me feel inside, physically as well, and the thoughts that I have and what I do about them. And I jot down when I eat, what exercise I take. And it sort of encourages you to get into a good cycle.
Well, it really looks like it's doing you good.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really pleased for you.
Sorry to butt in, Chef.
Oh, yeah, the tagine. Look, I'll be right there.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've been rattling on.
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, get out of your hair.
It's fine, really, Helen. Any time you want to talk, you know where I am.
I'm looking at a couple of farms with Debbie tomorrow, but my plane gets in about 6:30, so I could come round tomorrow evening. Oh, I just thought if Rory was there. No, all right then, Siobhan. Friday morning it is, and I'll see him after kindergarten. Are you all right? No. Yes, okay then. We'll keep the arrangement as it is. Goodbye.
Found the map. Miklos had borrowed it.
Oh, right.
He's going to Vienna for the weekend.
Very nice. Mm.
So, it's a bit of a triangle. If we do the long leg first, it's just south of Ketchikamate here.
That's the privatised co-op.
Yeah, that's it. And then we go west a bit to about here. Hmm. Or at least we're on the right side for the airport. When's your flight?
Round about 5:00.
So if we got you there by 3:30, say, a bit earlier, give us time to park the car.
Actually, Debbie, I was thinking about that. There's no need to bother parking and coming in with me.
Oh, no, it's no bother.
No, because you'll have a long drive back.
Not really.
Well, you'll have been driving all day. If you just drop me at the terminal, that'll be fine.
What's that toast done to you?
What?
You're looking at it like it's about to kill you.
Our morning's always this bright, this early, Matt.
Since the invention of the electric light bulb.
It's going to take a lot of getting used to.
Well, I've got you lots of sponsorship.
Oh, good. Makes up for waking up at the crack of dawn.
Chalky couldn't believe it. He's in for £5 a day.
Very generous of him.
And he said he'll double it if you get to 40 days.
I wish you wouldn't keep saying that.
What's that?
40 days without a drink. What was I thinking?
Ah, look on the bright side, Lily.
Oh, what would that be?
One down, only 39 to go.
Still don't quite know how it happened.
Yeah, we were all a bit surprised.
But Sid's got my pledge on a piece of paper behind the bar, so I must have agreed to it somehow.
Chalky wondered if you'd suddenly got religion.
Well, I'm not surprised. Anyway, haven't you got some widows and orphans you need to exploit?
Yeah, lots, but I'm doing it from home today.
Well, don't let me keep you.
Eat your toast and don't be such a misery.
That's easy for you to say. But you had a few drinks last night.
Just enough to oil the wheel?
Yeah, well, my wheels are feeling decidedly unoiled, so you better get used to it.
Hello?
Mum, what are you doing here?
Morning, Matt.
Peggy!
I thought I was meant to pick you up.
Yes.
That was what we agreed, wasn't it?
It was, but, well, Jennifer arrived to look after Jack when he was a bit difficult.
Oh, no.
So she suggested it might be better if I just left straight away.
Oh, poor you.
I didn't really want to, but...
No, no, Mum. I'm sure it was for the best. The quicker he gets used to the idea that Jenny's with him today, the better.
I suppose so.
Yeah, Lillian's right, Peggy. And Brian's in Hungary, isn't he? So she's got nothing else to do.
Jenny doesn't just look after Brian.
No, 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 but you know what I mean. She can concentrate on Jack.
Just proves how much he needs this day centre, Mum.
Oh, I really don't know. If he gets so upset with someone from the family, how is he going to react being taken somewhere strange?
All right, let me rephrase that. It proves how much you need it.
But if it makes him unhappy...
I know this sounds harsh, Peggy, but... Well, he's probably forgotten about it already.
Yeah, he'll be telling Jenny about his days in Sturchley by now.
I hope you're right.
Well, excuse me, I'd better get up to the office. See you later.
We'll be back about lunchtime, probably. We've got a couple of places to see.
Yeah, right. Hope it goes well. See you, Peggy.
Bye.
Look, do sit down, Mum. Got plenty of time.
I didn't want to intrude on your breakfast.
No, don't be silly. It's a novelty, as it is.
Pardon?
A solid breakfast. Look, do you want a coffee?
Oh, yes, please. I was thinking, now that I've driven down here, we might as well take my car.
No, it's all right.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, it's fine. Until Easter, I'm everybody's designated driver.
Nigel?
What?
What on earth are you doing?
Oh, this tyre keeps going down. I don't think I mended the puncture properly on Monday.
But...
So I thought I'd just replace the inner tube completely.
In our kitchen?
Have a heart, Lizzie. It's freezing outside.
What's wrong with the workshop?
Well, Tickham doesn't really like me working in there. He's got a system and he's worried that I'll mess it up.
Oh, but it's all right in here, is it? Where we prepare the children's food?
And... Not on the floor.
Well, no, but...
I put some newspaper down. I'm not using the worktops.
Well.
And I'll clear it all up afterwards.
As long as you do.
He won't even know I've been here.
Ugh, it's filthy.
Facts of cycling life at this time of year, I'm afraid.
When you could be in a nice warm car.
And polluting the planet. And just spoiling our children's inheritance.
Yes, I know.
In fact, speaking of Lily and Freddie.
Yes?
But you know, I was thinking about getting our own trailer bike. Like the one we have in the hire fleet.
The tandem things.
Well, I've seen one that'll tow two children.
Aren't they getting too big for that sort of thing?
I'm not sure, but it looked fun. All three of us could ride together.
Like the goodies.
Hmm.
With you as Timbrook Taylor.
Thanks. Actually, you're right. They could both do with proper bikes.
Nigel,
we... just a few hundred would do it.
What?
Think how much we've saved by selling the car, Lizzie. A few hundred pounds is just 1 year's insurance. And they'll have new bikes for ages.
Just please don't order them without us talking about it again.
All right. Oh, and I've had another idea.
Why does my heart sink when you say that?
This doesn't involve bicycles.
Go on, then.
Have you got time to look at the South Lawn with me?
Mandy Beesborough's due to talk about the Pony Club ball.
Not right now. As soon as I finish this wheel, I said I'd give Jessica a hand.
Well, after lunch, perhaps.
Perfect. And I promise the only oil you'll find will be the one in your salad dressing.
This is more like it, isn't it, Mum?
Yes. Yes, I much prefer this place.
That chap in charge seems switched on.
And the activities are more Jack's sort of thing.
Yeah. He's really not the basket-weaving type, is he?
Although all that craft work is lovely if you enjoy it.
If Gentle keep fit once or twice a week, I'd do him a power and go.
Yeah, it would.
Physically, I mean, he's not in bad shape for a man of his age.
I don't know about these board games and so on.
No.
I've tried to play rummy with him, but he forgets what he's trying to go for.
Yeah, well, they don't force you into anything.
The staff do seem very nice, don't they? And all volunteers.
Good for them.
It's the sort of thing I might help out with.
Mum.
If things were different, I mean.
I was going to say, this is meant to give you a break. You're doing quite enough caring as it is.
Yeah, I know.
And you're 82, for goodness sake.
Don't worry. I'm not about to offer my services.
Good. But you would feel happy about Jack coming here?
I think I would.
Mrs. Woolley, have you seen all you want to see?
Yeah, I think so, Mum.
Yes, thank you. It all looks very nice.
Thank you for showing us round.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll need to talk to the rest of the family, but I think we would like to apply for a place for my husband.
Good, good. Now, you just get in touch when you're ready.
We will, yeah. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'll get the door, Mum. Did you see that poster in the main room?
Which one?
Well, they've got a singer coming next week.
Oh, Jack would definitely like that.
Yeah, he still loves his music, doesn't he?
And the lunches didn't look bad either.
Oh, yes, made me feel quite peckish. Look, shall we stroll up to the high street and find somewhere for a bite?
Oh, all right.
The cricket team seems full steam ahead with dedicating the pavilion.
Yes. Wasn't that a nice thought?
Sid frightened the life out of me.
How was that?
He said there was a bat going round the pub. I thought he meant, you know, a flying thing. but all the team are signing it, past and present.
Yes, they're going to give it to him at the dinner.
Isn't that... Yes, indeed. Hello, you handsome young man.
Hiya. Hi, Gran.
Hello, Tom.
Off to see another sausage client?
No, I've just finished my driving course.
Oh.
Thought I'd get a sandwich before I head back to Ambridge.
Well, you know, that's exactly what we're doing. Come and join us.
Well...
Oh, go on. We want to hear all about this course.
Oh, all right, then.
So, what was it like? Did they beat you with a truncheon and say you're a danger to traffic?
No, not quite.
Shame. I'd have paid money to see that. So what did they do?
Oh, lots of stuff. Lectures... films. I had a quiz on the highway code this morning.
Mm, how did you get on?
Yeah, all right, actually. I read it about 5 times last night.
Ooh, teacher's pet.
Mm. And there was a practical too, actually driving around with an instructor.
I don't think I'd have done very well at that. Mum has her eyes closed half the time when I'm driving.
No, I don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of analysing why things happen, like recreating accidents with toy cars. Well, not accidents. You meant to call them collisions.
Bashing toy cars into each other?
Not exactly.
That's what small boys do all the time, isn't it?
Well, I hope you took it seriously.
Yeah, I did, really. Made me think a lot about how I drive.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Okay, Mum, he's paid his debt to society. That's your birthday soon, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday.
Doing anything nice?
Brenda's got something planned.
Oh, yeah?
And I know Helen's involved somehow, but they're both being very mysterious about it.
It's not a very pretty fence.
It's all right.
But the main thing is that it spoils the view from the French windows.
I suppose I'm just used to it.
This was meant to be an uninterrupted vista, all the way down through the park and to the woods beyond. Just imagine how beautiful it could be, Lizzie.
So what are you saying? Take the fence down?
A little more than that. Do you know what you're standing on?
Other than grass? I know I'm a farmer's daughter, but...
Ah-ha-ha.
Oh.
Look here, where I've dug out of it.
Well, that's the wall, is it?
The ditch must have been filled in over time. Well, that's why this area beyond the fence is a bit rough. But I was looking at a ground plan for the 1860s. And you can see the line of the ha-ha quite clearly.
So this is a landscaping job?
I've been talking to Tickham. He says that he and his chaps could easily take the fence down And if we brought in a contractor to redig the ditch...
Isn't this going to be expensive, Nigel?
It's not particularly long. And if we used someone like Eddie Grundy...
Really?
It's a very straightforward job.
The ditch would need turfing once it had been dug out.
Or seeding. It's coming up to the right time of year for that. But Titcomb's the best one to advise.
Ha ha is lovely.
Isn't it?
So English.
Actually, I think it was the French who started them. But that's not important. Shall I go ahead?
As long as we can keep the costs down.
Of course.
Yeah, go on then.
Excellent. I'll give Eddie a ring.
So you're going to go for it then?
I think so, Matt.
I'm sure it's the right decision, Peggy. You need all the support you can get.
That's what I said.
Although I do worry how Jack will react.
We keep saying it. You've got to think of yourself as well, Mum.
Yes, I know.
So, did you have a nice pub lunch afterwards?
No. We went to the Copper Kettle, actually. Tom joined us.
What, your nephew, Tom?
He's just finished his driving course.
Ah, wriggled out of points on his licence, has he?
Actually, it seems to have done him some good.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
If you say so.
Well, thank you again, Lillian. I'd better be getting home.
No, Mum. Haven't you been listening? Jen is expecting to look after Jack all day, so take some time for yourself.
Yeah, stay all afternoon. Well, I'm going to have a beer. What can I get you, Lillian?
Very funny.
Oh, of course, yeah, I forgot you're on the wagon. Peggy, you'll have one.
Oh, no, thank you.
Go on, glass of wine, sherry.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I am just being hospitable.
I'd quite like some tea.
Oh, jolly good idea, Mum. 2 cups of tea, Matt, and keep your hospitality to yourself.
There's really no need to bring presents.
I know, but I like to. Indulge me.
Was your flight okay?
Yes, it was fine. Very straightforward.
What did you do?
Well, last night. I just ate at the hotel and went to bed early. Anyway, these are for Rory. And this is for you.
Brian, you really don't need to bring me anything.
Well, if I don't, who will?
No need to make it sound so dramatic.
How's Rory?
Same as usual. Went off to Kiga this morning, happily enough.
Kiga?
Kindergarten.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Siobhan, are you all right?
I'm fine.
And you really don't look yourself.
Honestly.
I thought you sounded a bit low on the phone.
Look, come on through. I expect you'd like a cup of tea.
It's a lot quieter than last week.
Yeah.
With the kids at school, and they're going to David's mum's later. Although you'll be finished by then, of course. So no child-minding today.
Oh, good. Well, not that it was a problem. Anyway, I haven't got George today either, so...
He's with Will.
Yeah, but all in all, it means I can have a real blitz on the place.
Certainly needs it. And there's a load of washing to put in.
Okay.
Actually, it might be 2 loads. And if you've got time, could you clean the microwave?
Oh, well...
Inside, I mean. Pip heated up a bowl of soup in there and didn't put a lid on it.
Oh, right.
A bit of an explosion, I'm afraid.
Okay, so, general clean through, closing the wash and the microwave.
That'd be brilliant. Thanks.
No problem.
And if you need me, I'll be in the lambing shed.
Oh, it's lovely.
Well, I thought, I don't know, perhaps you could put a photo of Rory in it, maybe.
Actually, I've got one of my mum and dad that might fit.
Oh, good.
You and your presents. You really shouldn't.
And if it gives you pleasure, then it gives me pleasure.
Do you remember when you found my blue vase? The one that was stolen?
God, do I. That all got rather complicated, thanks to Eddie.
You were so pleased with yourself.
Well, you were so upset. It was much better after you moved, wasn't it?
Yes.
For a few precious moments there, couldn't imagine being happier.
Nor me.
Just shut the door on the outside world.
Couldn't do that for long, though.
No. I'm sorry.
No. You made your decision. We've both got to live with it.
Siobhan, what's up? I mean, you've lost that sparkle that you used to have. And don't tell me you're fine. I know you too well.
All right. I have had a sort of a flu thing. I was a bit knocked out by it over Christmas.
Oh, you poor thing.
I was at home.
What, in Ireland?
Mm. So I stayed on for an extra couple of weeks so Mum could look after Rory.
Oh, it was that bad?
And then since I've come back, it's just dragged on.
Well, they can't they?
I just felt a bit feeble, you know. Tired all the time.
And you've had to cope with Rory on your own? I mean, there isn't another boyfriend, is there?
No. There's no one.
Well, I wish you'd told me.
Oh, what good would that have done?
Well,
you couldn't have helped.
I'd just like to have known, that's all. If you were having trouble looking after Rory...
I haven't neglected him.
No, of course not. No, I didn't mean that. But, I don't know, maybe we could have arranged some extra help.
You're already paying for the childminder. Anyway, it's mainly just backache now. I find it hard to get to sleep sometimes.
Oh, backache?
That's probably why I look a bit tired.
Sure, don't talk to me about backache. I was practically crippled with it a couple of weeks ago.
Are you feeling your age?
Don't you start. I had enough of that from Sid.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's all Adam's fault. Jetting off to Kenya in the middle of lambing.
Oh, was this his...
Don't say honeymoon, please.
All right.
And who was left doing all the work? Muggins here.
Oh, poor thing.
I bottle-fed so many lambs I ended up like Quasimodo.
Oh.
The bells! The bells! Although I meant the whiskey, of course.
Did it help?
Well, you know my philosophy. There's nothing that can't be helped by Dr. 40%.
You certainly look pretty fit now.
Well, thank you. Okay, now, lunch.
Didn't you have any breakfast?
I didn't mean this minute. I just wanted to say you're not to worry about making anything. I'll take you out.
Oh, Brian.
Nothing fancy. Just a simple lunch somewhere local. Save you cooking.
That would be very nice.
Just make sure we're back in time for Rory. When will he be here?
Oh, well, I asked Mirka to bring him home early, so they should be here about 1:30. Assuming she remembers.
Is she not very reliable?
Ah, she's just taking a bit of time to settle in.
Okay, well, I need to be at the airport by 4:30. Could you book me a taxi?
Oh, sure, I'll call them now.
Thanks.
Is Jennifer collecting you at the other end?
No, it's, I drove myself.
Because she thinks you're coming back from Hungary?
Brussels, actually.
Brussels?
I said I'm going to a factory open day, farm machinery.
So she still doesn't know you're visiting?
It's simpler that way.
Is it? Or is it actually more complicated?
Oh, come on! There, where's your other leg?
I've done the triplets. What do you want me to do now?
Oh, could you see to those two in the next pen?
Sure.
Ah, that's better. Right, I'm going to go by yourself now.
She seems to be doing okay.
Do you want the ID?
No, I've got some.
Right.
Just use the last of the blue aerosol, though.
Oh, there's more in the cupboard.
I looked in on Eddie yesterday.
Ah, yeah?
Bit of a spying mission, really. I crept in and just watched him work for a while.
And?
I was pleased. He left the pre-dip on for a decent length of time. Different white for every cow.
Oh, great.
These two aren't going to cause as much trouble by the look of it.
Hello.
Took me a while to get used to the sheep, didn't it?
Cows are always more your thing.
That's why I thought Brookfield would be such a good place to learn. A bit of everything.
I know it's bucking the trend a bit, but I still think it makes sense not to put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, I didn't realise when Phil was interviewing me. And you too.
Who'd have thought it, eh?
He reckoned he was recruiting a student and he got a daughter-in-law into the bargain.
Oh, this one's coming, look.
David.
Hmm?
I know you've been making a big effort lately.
Well.
Handing the tractor over to Bert to finish. It wasn't just because of lambing, was it?
No. No, it helped me think when I was working on it. But maybe I need to look for things that don't take me away from the family.
And you.
Thanks.
It ain't easy, though.
I really appreciate it.
You know, I know we've done some nice stuff lately, and I do want everything to go back to normal, and sometimes... Well, you know, sometimes that's how it feels, normal.
Good.
But other times... You know, it only takes the tiniest thing. Someone mentions Oxford, or... I don't know, catching sight of the whiteboard in the parlour.
Reminders.
Yeah. Yeah, and I never realised how much there was on telly. Wives and husbands cheating on each other. And songs on the radio.
David.
Just flares up in me, this awful rage.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I know it was the right decision to try and stick together.
That's what I want more than anything.
Yeah.
Hello? Who?
Oh. In here, Emma.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you.
Hiya.
Hi.
That's all right. What is it?
I've used the last of the washing powder, and if you wanted me to put another load in.
Oh, yeah. There's a new packet. Is it not under the sink?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll come in and find it for you. I'll just be a minute.
Thanks. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Everything else all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
You can manage here for a few minutes, can't you?
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'll just...
Ruth, before you go...
What?
Come here. Give me a hug.
Oh, no, it's coming for me. I'm going to be run over. I wasn't sure if it might be too old for him.
No. He's very good with that sort of thing. You should see him work the DVD player.
Anyway, you were saying the Kiga.
Full marks.
It was closed.
On Monday and Tuesday. Rosenmontag and Faschingsdienstag.
What?
Carnival, basically.
Oh, Shrove Tuesday.
With knobs on. They're going fishing a big way over here. Oh, I've got some pictures of the parade on my phone. There you are.
Good Lord. Oh, that's all made.
Dozens of those boats. And people on them throw sweets to the crowd.
I bet you enjoyed it.
I'm sure I did.
What, didn't you?
Oh, I got a bit cold, that's all. I was so desperate for a hot chocolate, I even paid Marianne Platt's prices.
Oh, is that...
That's your son.
I barely have recognised him with that wig on.
Oh, practically all the kids dress up. But if you want to see him in a real costume... There. This was the party at the Kiga last week. And the theme was the circus. And he absolutely insisted on going as an elephant.
Well, what's that in German?
Elephant.
Oh, well, dead easy, this translation now, didn't it?
Yeah, sure. Money for old rope.
This costume's amazing. Did you make it?
No. I didn't really have the time. Elena next door came to my rescue.
And is he enjoying it, then?
Oh, he loves it.
He'll be starting school soon, won't he?
Oh, no. They don't start proper school until they're 6.
Oh, really?
Don't start me off on the German school system. Oh, dear. That'll be your taxi, I expect.
Oh, that's not the time, is it?
Oh, Scott. Ein Moment, bitte. Yeah, great, so.
Oh, Lord.
Ah. Have a good trip.
Siobhan, if there's anything I can do...
I know you mean it. But I've got to fight my own battles.
Well, just do please keep in touch.
Come on, off you go. You don't want to have to tell Jennifer why you missed your flight.
No, you're right. Bye then, Rory.
Would Jenny say? The Archers was written by Kerry Davies and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And if you'd like to know what the Archers are up to for this year's Comic Relief, then you can find out by visiting the website bbc.co.uk/radio4/ Archers.